Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Mercer County football with the senior Jacob Dennison as the Golden Eagles getting set to celebrate senior night. I can't believe it, Jacob Dennison. I remember doing sidelines when you were just a young sophomore. Time flies when you're having fun, they say, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what do you think about as you head into this Friday night? Everyone knows what's at stake, but, I mean, yep. Still you have to reflect a little bit on your career playing football that dates back to the youth days in Aledo. Yeah.
Well, obviously the season isn't what we thought it was going to be. We didn't anticipate or plan in our wildest dreams coming in, fighting for our playoff lives last game of the season. But we're prepared for this game, and probably this is more excited than I've been for a game than in the 4 years I've been playing high school football. It was probably the biggest game I've been a part of. Senior night, Princeville at home, fighting for that playoff berth, keep that streak alive. We're going to be ready. We're excited, and I think we'll come out and play our best football we played yet.
And that's all we can ask for. You know, following your career a little bit, you know, kind of the positions you've played, I know as a sophomore when you had varsity experience, they played you at center. You had a thumb injury, I think. They had to alternate where you play there. And then this year I see you're playing right tackle, you said. And they've kind of been switching you around different positions defensively. I think you told me off the air defensive end this week had been playing linebacker. So how have you dealt with all of those adjustments and changes?
Well, I've had great coaches that have allowed me to be able to learn these positions quickly and effectively. Center, my first years of any level of football, I played center. Then Princeville, ironically, week three of my sophomore season, I break the middle of my hand, snap it, clean it in half, get a metal plate put in it, come back, and I'm playing guard for the first time in my life and last time ever. Guard was not my specialty, to say the least. They moved me out to tackle, and I've felt extremely comfortable there, more comfortable than anywhere else I've played, even center. And defense, they've moved me from linebacker, defensive tackle, defensive end, like Swiss Army knife, really. Wherever they need me.
That's your nickname on the back of your
jersey.
Yes,
back of my army, it says knife.
All right, so yeah, I was thinking about the injury your sophomore year because your mom was the trainer at that mm-hmm. time, and I remember when that went down, and I felt bad for you because you were in pain, but you wanted to play. I remember that. So you have that relationship. I don't know if is your mom still on the sideline as training capacity no more?
No, she retired 2 years ago.
So, and I know your dad's had a long relationship with the football program. What's that relationship been like? I'm sure it's a little bit love-hate, but in the end, you know, it's more love than hate, especially when it ends, as they say.
Yes. Some days it's, I can't believe my dad's my coach. Other days it's, boy, am I glad my dad's my coach. I have huge respect for my dad as a man and as a coach. I look up to him, and just he impresses me with his knowledge of the game of football. But there has been days where we come home from practice and we just don't talk to each other. There's been some ugly days at practice, and any of the guys will tell you. This year hasn't been nearly as, I guess, rough between the two of us, but we're just so much alike that there's times where he'll yell at me, and I'll yell back, and I'll be like, wow, am I glad that's my dad? Because if I yell at any other coach, that's not going to go well. But
And I'm sure he'll have a moment of reflection maybe this week, too, that mm-hmm. he knows it's a senior day. But by the way, you have a good radio voice, and for people that don't know, you work here part-time. A little bit about your interest in radio at a age like this, and you're going to Wisconsin. Oshkosh, you told me off the air. So, but you got in the radio gig, and you have the voice for it, sounds like.
Thank you. Well, I don't know how it really came about. I guess I just thought it'd be kind of cool. And it is cool. I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of stuff, and I'm still learning working here. And I really appreciate the opportunity I've been given to work here. It's a huge blessing. But, Oshkosh is the plan right now. We'll see. That can always change. But they've got a great radio program there, station of their own. And unlike a lot of other colleges, I can jump right in when I get there instead of having to wait the first 2 years to get a grasp on it. But yeah, radio is just, it's fun, man. I love the music. I love being able to talk on air.
You're good at it at a young age. And is that the line of study you're looking at? Communications, media, that type of stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking into, communications media.
All right, so I always like to ask kids what else they're involved in besides, we know, when they're student athletes. And I know your background, you like to hunt and fish. Where did that develop at, and how important is that in your life?
We have grandparents own a farm, so we've got lots of forest land that surrounds the acreage that they've got. And Dad, from a young age, was hunting and fishing with his great-grandpa, with my great-grandpa, his grandpa. And he's brought that over to me, and he enjoys it more than I do, but I still enjoy getting out there every once in a while and fishing, especially when we go to the Ozarks and catching the giant catfish off our dock. But deer hunting is fun when it's not freezing cold. Yeah. I don't do well with cold, which is weird because I'm going to college in Wisconsin. Yeah. But my favorite is goose hunting because it's not that cold, and I just get to stand there, and they fly over me, and I'm guaranteed to see something sometimes. So
you haven't got a 30-pointer? No. Seven-pointer, you told me?
Seven-pointer with a drop tine.
And you said the other deer you got was the size of a what?
Size of my lab, yeah. It was probably 50 pounds, yeah.
All right, so the other thing about hunting and fishing from a sports relationship, you know, we know it's an outdoors event, but from playing, you know, the contrast of when you play high school football to the serenity of playing or of hunting or fishing, the serenity. The contrast has to be something that you appreciate with the noise of football and the contact of football, right?
It's an extreme it's two extreme polar opposites, really.
But one needs the other, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it teaches you the discipline. Just football gives you discipline, and that can transfer over just sitting in a deer blind for hours without making a whole lot of noise in the cold, just sitting there waiting around for that deer to show up. And it makes you appreciate the ability to scream and yell on the football field a little bit more, because it's a lot better than just sitting there quiet.
All right. I know you enjoy watching sports too, and I know you follow Iowa. What's the best thing that when you go to an Iowa game, what's the thing you enjoy the most about it? If I said Iowa football, what kind of resonates with you? Is it play on the field? Is it something, a subsidiary like the, you know, the PA announcer that you hear? Or is it something comes to mind that when you talk about your day, because you talk about relationships, you know, father, son, or family relationship, you can talk about high school football, you can talk about hunting and fishing, you can talk about going to an Iowa football game, or I know you're Bear season ticket holders too.
Well, if you say Iowa football, I am an Ohio State fan, but Iowa, it's up there close second. I've been to a lot of Iowa games in my time. But I think Iowa, I think when they're walking out of the tunnel, you can see them up on the video board. They're all linked arms. You can see the intensity and focus in their eyes. And you got the back in black just blaring through the speakers. You can feel the bass driving, the stadium shaking. I just don't think there's anything cooler than that. I think that's one of the coolest and most underrated walkouts in all of football.
Yeah, and I would agree. I'm not an Iowa fan, but I love their entrance and how they lock arm in arm. All right, so do I need to give you a pep talk for Friday, or you give me a pep talk? And I guess this is a chance for you to say we need, as they say in Seattle, the 12th man.
Absolutely.
So I'll stand up on the hill because I'm going to game to Friday, and I'll raise up
a
flag that's the 12th man, and I'll say,
yeah.
And I'll take my shirt off, and it'll have 12 painted on
awesome.
It or whatever. But this is when, you know, and this is a bit of an editorial. It's been easy to be a fan in the 90s, and maybe sometimes when you're not having the 9-0 seasons, the 8-1s, it's a challenge to be a fan. But that's when the kids, I think, need you the most.
Mm-hmm.
So why do people need to come out on Friday night?
It's, like I said, it's the biggest game of my career, honestly. It's of huge importance. And I thank all the fans that have been there with us through this rough few years we've had. I can't tell you all how much it really means to all the players out there. It means a ton to us to see you guys up there in the stands, even when we're not playing as well as we know we could be playing. But Princeville, they're a good team. We're going to need all the help we can get up in the stands. But I think we'll come out prepared, and it's about time of the year where we finally can put together a full game and put forth our full potential and do what we know we're capable of doing. So should be a good game to come out to watch.
All right, that's Jacob Dennison. He's a senior from Mercer County. You can see him, or you can hear him on the air, I should say, and you can see him hunting and fishing as well, and he's a fine student-athlete. Jacob, nice going, and we'll be rooting you on Friday. Good luck.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday.